Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Well, listen, we were talking about the fact that we covet our neighbour's gardens, so I thought I'd give you some gardening hacks and getting your garden ready for spring. Some of these are deadly. But actually, for anyone that has inside plants that they like to water and you worry whether, I mean, this is the bane of my life, overwatering, underwatering. Which is it? Why is that plant looking too healthy? So you get a coffee cup, a takeaway coffee cup. And they make an excellent watering can because the hole is the perfect size for pouring the water slowly so you don't overwater your plants. So a coffee cup as a way of watering your plants. Coffee filter dirt stopper. If you have old coffee soils, you could use them at the beginning, at the bottom of your potted plants to filter out the water system a little bit. And another thing you can do is, if you worry about overwatering the roots of your plants, you can put little broken bits of sponges in the bottom of the pots when you're planting them, and it soaks up any excess water. This is a good one as well. If you are looking to plant things, you get toilet tube holders, right? The cardboard one from the inside, put them in a container and you can plant any sort of seeds in there with the compost, and then you can put them straight into the ground when the seeds have started coming up because they're compostable. Just make sure you bury them nice and deep because you want to keep it below the surface so it doesn't take moisture away from the plants. Another goodie is a micro greenhouse. You get your pot and you get your plastic drinks container, be it like whatever you're having, and the big bottle. And you put it over the top of the pot so it acts like a mini greenhouse. So if you've wanted and coveted your neighbour's greenhouse to grow loads of stuff, it's a way to do it on the cheap that actually works. And I love this one. I know you're not mad into gardening, you're probably bored, Rob. But this is a great one, right? Double pot things that you want to plant outside, right? So you have a plant, you think, oh, that looked good in the garden. You get two pots and you bury the pots. And then when you get sick of that plant or when it dies or you want to get rid of it, you just take out the top pot and get rid of that and put something else back in the hole that's already made in the ground with the second pot. are you all right there? Rob?
Sorry, Laura.
Oh, yes, sorry. No, you're having a nap. That's fine.
I should have to say.
But anyway, yes, for those of us that are interested, I thought that was a great one. Double potting your stuff.
Double pot, no, that's a goodie. I'll give you a couple of ones as well. One actually in the East Coast of M studio, which has only dawned on me. We have two televisions in our studio, up on mounted on the wall in here. The remote control for which is to the wall on my left. But it's Velcroed onto the wall there. So there's Velcro on the back of the remote control, and there's also Velcro which is stuck to the wall, so you can stick the remote control to the wall there. And I thought, that's something I should be doing at home, because we're constantly looking for the remote control. The only saving grace we have is with the Skybox. If you press the middle button on your Skybox and you keep your finger on it for a couple of seconds, your remote control will actually beep.
Oh, yeah, so that's a brilliant one, because no one's going to stick their, like, that's not a thing you do at home.
I will.
Remote control with Velcro to the wall.
Why not?
You're not going to do that.
It's a small strip of Velcro on the back of the remote and on wherever you want
to put
it.
You could do it on the side of the couch, I suppose.
Exactly.
But you know what would happen? No one would stick it there.
I would.
Would you, though?
I'm Mo's deaf.
I don't know about that. But mind you, that other hack, what do you do? Press the middle button for
If you've got a spy box. I'm not sure if they do it on the, what other boxes, is the Virgin Media box or what have you. If you press the middle button on your sky box, keep your finger on it for a couple of seconds, your remote control will start beeping. The other hack I have to tell you about is in relation to cookbooks. I know this will be right up your street, but if you haven't got a mount for your cookbook, Laura, the trouser hanger, because you know the way it has those two bits at the end?
Yeah.
So hang the hanger wherever you want, maybe just to the left where your cupboards are, and hang your cookbook then on your trouser hanger and just read away and cook away. Fantastic. Then the other one, because we're heading towards a hot... What are you laughing at? You bored us with gardening hacks for a couple of minutes. I'm bringing people actual interesting hacks.
Oh, the hanger one.
Yeah, the hanger one's brilliant.
God save some glasses.
Seriously, that's a great one.
Go on,
during the summer, there's nothing I love more than cold water, right? So if you've got a water bottle, you fill it a quarter of the way, okay? Then you lay it down in your freezer. Don't have it standing up. You lay it down on its side. Then it freezes. And then you top it up with water.
Sounds like a lot of hard work.
It's not hard work, it's filling a water bottle.
Remembering to put it in the freezer, remembering to take it out. You know what'll happen? I put it in the freezer, be fully frozen over, we'll probably spill all over everything else in the freezer, and so that's
Yeah, but if you're only filling it a quarter of the way, it's fine. If the, you want it to freeze.
Yeah.
Then you fill
it up. Anyway, there's payback for my plant hacks. Good luck to you. Go on.
Garden. Look at you getting all green fingered, bringing this to the show.
You've been saying that for years. Look at you getting all green fingered. I'm not green fingered. I just like a plant or two. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Stop it. I saw you. I saw you out there with your marigolds and your little, what you call it. Well, that's not a show.
Little watchamacallit.
Out there. And you, the curling tongs in your hair. The thingies in.
Oh, here, okay. It's curling tongs in your hair. Go on.
You look at something in a Coronation Street. Do you remember your one?
Hilda Ogden.
Yeah. Piss it off. Do you remember piss? Piss it off. Anyway, Home Hacks. They're back next Tuesday on Freshly Squeezed. It's Rob and Nora. Hooking the wife or not. Sound like it. Morning.